Now, this week on Summer House, just when we thought Jesse couldn't get much worse, Jesse got worse. Jesse Solomon needs to write a new song, What Should Jesse Solomon Not Do? Because he... I don't like him. And now I'm liking less and less every episode. You can't speak to Sierra that way. You cannot speak to her that way. And poor Lexi, she deserves so much better. He's been such a waste of her time. I am loving that we've seen the quick turnaround in her where she was like, I want to be like exclusive with you. I only want to be with you. And if I sleep with a guy, we're just with each other. And I thought she was going to be a little bit needy because you don't know. She's new and she seemed a little bit insecure. And now she's like, I don't want to be exclusive with you. You're gross. You're embarrassing. He's embarrassing himself.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was when we finished off the sleeping. What was the party? The slumber party?
The snooze fest.
Snooze fest. We saw the end of snooze fest. We saw Carl admit his crush on Sierra, which was so awkward.
There's a moment where you can see it's almost like the vomit comes up in the back of her mouth just very briefly.
She's like, what are you going to say? And you can see that she wants to run. And then I'm like, everybody, he's sober. Like, you can't even chalk that up to, oh, he'd had a few drinks and wanted to spill the beans. I'm like, he's sober. And he's saying it. He's going for it. And she's like, I love how she was like, yeah, but then you were engaged to Lindsay. Like, yeah, like it's too much inside of there. And she tried to turn him off because she said she thinks she's over white guys now. You've got to see him away. But he was full steam ahead to that station and not stopping. So that was awkward. So we've got Kyle and Schwartz talking about wanting to be fathers, which is strange to see because they're man babies. I do think that they would make good fathers. They'd be funny, but I don't know about how responsible they'd be. And then we've seen Kyle and Amanda talking about having kids, which seems quite awkward to watch because she's saying that perhaps maybe she doesn't want to have kids. And he's saying he can't imagine a life without children. And he's now 44?
I think so, yeah. They're like mid-40s. Like they.
Amanda's not. But like I'm 43. The thought of starting now.
Yeah.
But being a woman is different because you're the one having the child.
Very
but
still, yeah.
It seems very hard, like very tiring. And when he said, imagine when the kids are 20, we'll be 60. Or something the human. When you put it like that, but lots of older men have babies. So, but yeah, it's just, I'm finding it awkward between him and Amanda.
There was something about this episode. I got through it. I have so many notes. It felt like one of the best episodes of Summer House I'd ever seen. And it wasn't that anything specific had happened.
No.
But just the way that it came together and the way that it flowed and the different like events, like you start off, they ripped off the Band-Aid with Carl talking to Sierra, you know, confessing his love, then compliments her emotional intelligence. Like who confesses their love and says you're emotionally intelligent? Like, this is not a job interview.
It's not a performance review.
Like, and then he's so cringe. There was one comment that he made at one point I've written down, I've got unleaded fuel for you. Let's go. Like,
I didn't hear that. What? Who says that?
I know who says, like, as in I'm sober and, like, I'm not let, like, I'm unleaded because I'm so, oh, my God. Like, the cringe factor of this man, but the confidence that he has.
So that was meaning no.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a sexual innuendo while they were outside. Anyway, I loved with Paige when she said she would rip off Jesse's other ball because he's only got one. That made me laugh out loud. And just Jesse digging himself into this huge hole. Like the fact that he tried to explain why he was reacting a certain way to Sierra and West, or no, to Lexi and West. and that he was doing it to make Sierra feel better. Like, Sierra was having none of that. And I was very proud of her for telling him, like, fuck you. Like, they were her words. What I absolutely loved was seeing West with his little hat on and the candle, and he was doing the limbo with a candle, so he looked like Wee Willy Winkle. That, to me, it brought me so much joy. Then Lindsay kicked everybody out because she's pregnant. That was iconic. Then the boys go out and decide that they're going to have a sleep on the trampoline and watch Zootopia, which, again, I just loved.
Yeah.
Then get into the next morning and we've got group therapy around the table. Like, just so much, is it dopamine or whatever they give, the adrenaline or whatever? This episode was giving me that. Them all standing around the table talking about Jesse and Lexi's relationship and having it all out publicly while Jesse's wearing the glasses from the night before, having a terrible hangover. And then West getting shitty at Jesse for bringing him into the drama, like, that bromance is over. The only thing that ruined the episode for me, and I know it sounds mean, but Danielle showed up and I went, no.
I'm being mean about Danielle. I don't want her on there anymore.
Yeah.
We don't want her back.
She said she wasn't coming back. So why was she there? That annoyed me.
That annoyed me too.
Yeah.
I saw a thing this week and it was on what someone had shared. I don't understand why everyone's talking about the toe sucking as such. It was the fact that he was in the room for 37 minutes or whatever as well.
Yeah.
So there's also that, but he keeps saying, oh, I got my toe sucked. Well, it wasn't just like a, I dare you to suck the toe and then he left the room. What were you doing in there all that time?
Yep. Exactly.
So, yeah, I don't know. But I am really enjoying Summer House. It's probably my favorite thing that's on at the moment.
It's my favorite show right now for sure.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.